Mama cooked the best dinner that I ever ate. We had roast venison and fried catfish and stewed squirrel and black-eyed peas and cornbread and flour gravy and butter and wild honey and plum jelly and fresh buttermilk. I ate till it seemed as if my eyeballs would pop out of my head. Burns Sanderson was a slim man, not nearly as big as Papa, and I never could understand where he was putting all that grub. But long before he finally sighed and shook his head at the last of the squirreled stew, I was certain of one thing. He wouldn't have any trouble throwing a shadow on the ground for the rest of that day. A good black shadow. After dinner, he sat around for a while, talking to me and Mama and making little Arliss some toy horses out of dried corn stalks. Then he said his thank yous to Mama and told me to come with him. I followed him while he led his horse down to the spring for water. I remembered how Papa had led me away from the house like this the day he left, and knew by that Burns Sanderson had something he wanted to talk to me about. At the spring, he slipped the bits out of his horse's mouth to let him drink, then turned to me. "Now, boy," he said, "I didn't want to tell your mama this. I didn't want to worry her. But there's a plague of hydrophobia making the rounds, and I want you to be on the lookout for it." I felt the scare run through me. I didn't know much about hydrophobia, but I knew it was something bad. I stared at Burns Sanderson and didn't say anything. "And there's no mistake about it," he said. "I've shot 2 wolves, a fox, and 1 skunk that had it. And over at Salt Licks, a woman had to kill a bunch of house cats that her young ones had been playing with. She wasn't sure, but she couldn't afford to take any chances, and you can't either." "But how will I know what to shoot and what not to?" I wanted to know. "Well, you can hardly tell at first," he said. "Not until they have already gone to foaming at the mouth. You take a pet cat. If he takes to spitting and fighting at you for no reason, you shoot him. Same with a dog. He'll get mad at nothing and want to bite you. Take a fox or a wild cat. You know they'll run from you. When they don't run and try to fight at you, shoot them. Shoot anything that acts unnaturally. And don't fool about it. It's too late after they've already bitten or scratched you." Talk like that made my heart jump in my throat till I could hardly get my breath. I looked down at the ground and started kitting around some rocks. "You're not scared, are you, boy? I'm only telling you because I know your papa left you in charge of things. I know you can handle whatever comes up. I'm just telling you to watch and not let anything, get to you or your folks with hydrophobia. Think you can do it?" I swallowed. "I can do it," I told him. "I'm not scared." The sternness left Burns Sanderson's face. He put a hand on my shoulder, just as Papa had the day he left. "Good boy," he said. "That's the way a man talks." Then he gripped my shoulder, mounted his horse, and rode off through the brush. And I was so scared about the danger of hydrophobia that it was the next day before I even thought about thanking him for giving us Old Yeller.